USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Should have never happened.
President Trump speaking hours after police in Iowa announced that an illegal immigrant has been arrested and charged with the murder of missing 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts.
You heard about today with the illegal alien coming in very sadly from Mexico, and you saw what happened to that incredible, beautiful young woman.
The president telling that rally in West Virginia to fix broken immigration laws, more Republicans must be elected. Meanwhile, police in Iowa have charged 24-year-old Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, with first-degree murder for Tibbetts' death. A jury yesterday finds former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort guilty on 8 of the 18 bank and tax fraud counts he'd faced. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
A powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake strikes Venezuela yesterday. John Clemens with more.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the earthquake in the coastal town of Arapa, with tremors felt 286 miles away in the capital of Caracas. I spoke to Rafael Abreu, a geologist at the USGS, who explained it's good news the quake was so deep.
The fact that it is pretty much at 100 kilometers in depth means that we're not looking at damage and impact as if it were shallower.
123 kilometers is about 76 miles deep into the earth.
Fire crews in Northern California losing ground in their fight against the Ranch Fire, which has grown to 357,000 acres, and containment has dropped from 74% to 67%. It's one of two fires forming the Mendocino Complex Fire, the biggest in California history. One firefighter has been killed battling it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, clarifies his truth remark on Fox News. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Joseph D'Angelo, the suspected Golden State killer accused of slaying 13 people in California over the course of a decade, will face trial in Sacramento. District attorneys from six California counties where he faces charges are consolidating the case against the 72-year-old. Most of the killer's victims were women who were home alone or with their children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.